Okay, I have a couple injuries to report. Tom Crabtree left during the first, it was the first quarter with a shoulder. Ryan Pickett had a calf. And Mark Tyler had ribs and wind knocked on him. He did return. Ryan Taylor, chest, clavicle area, and did return. Those are our four injuries for tonight. With that, I'll take your questions. I thought the first team offense moved the ball. I thought they're productive. And it really starts with Aaron. I thought he had excellent command. They were covering down. Rushing four there. We saw a lot of particularly man in certain situations. He did a very good job pulling the ball down, making plays with his feet when necessary. So I thought we were productive. But I'm sure it'll be just like the last 2 weeks when we evaluate the film. There's going to be things that we need to correct and grow and get better. But I thought the offense, really, I thought the whole football team improved today. I like the rotation with Cedric Benson and Alex Green. It's something we wanted to accomplish in the first half. I thought Cedric looked very natural, obviously, when carrying the ball. I mean, there's still some language adjustments that he'll continue to work through. So, I mean, he's an instinctive, powerful football player. It was evident, particularly those hard inside runs that he had. So I thought he got off to a good start.
Mike, how much do you think he's
going to
help your play action game?
I don't know how you want to quantify it, but I mean, anytime you have another weapon on your offense, it definitely helps the other side of it, whether it's a receiver that helps the run game or a good runner that helps the play action game. So I thought he was off to a good start. Yes, I thought our defense. I thought the defense and really the whole team had a lot of bounce, a lot of juice today, throughout the whole football game. So the pressure on defense was very good. I thought our guys did cover down when we were in pressure situations. They're very good with the 3-man rush and still, it's starting to apply pressure to the quarterback and playing. I thought we played smart. I was very pleased with the defense. And, on top of it with the young guys in the second half with the turnovers, I mean, that's huge.
What stood out to you about that goal line stand? Were you holding 3 points on
a
first and goal?
I mean, first and goal to one. I mean, to me, the favors to the offense, especially when you had the first and second down call down there, and, the big loss in the second down was a very big play. So, I mean, those are the types of things that I talk about throughout preseason. You can't really – conduct that or simulate that in practice. A goal line stand, backed up situations, fourth and threes in a four down territory. So, anytime you have a chance to get to those in the preseasons, they're excellent learning experiences that you spend a little more time on in your film study and try to, continue to build off it or clean it up if it doesn't go the right way. So all those types of situations are big, and that's something that we can build off defensively. Winning's fun. I mean, I never had a problem with winning. The bigger objective is the evaluation of our team. So we come out here to win. We try. We always come out to win. That's a big part of the biggest part of playing the game. Don't get me wrong, but preseason is different. There's a lot of conversation throughout the game about play time and making sure players get enough opportunities and different combinations and just things you don't go through in a normal game. So when we watch the tape and evaluate it, I'm hoping we hit all our targets as far as the amount of time each player was slated to play, because it's important to our evaluation process.
Does this help you feel ready to start the season?
Well, we got better today, so yes, we're definitely a step closer than being ready to the season than we were when we left Green Bay. So. That was the goal. That was the objective, to improve, to grow, and take that step. And I felt like we accomplished that tonight. But more importantly, the video will tell the true story.
Where's Graham Harrell in comparison to where you want him to be?
Graham, I thought Graham improved tonight. I thought he, once again, he had some upfield situations. I thought his scrambling ability. I mean, we had some protection adjustments that didn't go right in the protection unit, where he had free runners, two or three times, and he was able to make a miss and step out of a couple of them, and he had one sack that he couldn't. So he's in command of the offense, and whether it's whether you're aware of that or not. So it's part of the preseason football. We're not putting a Band-Aid on it. He's trying to play above it. But, you know, I thought he definitely improved. And when we take a look at the tape, it'll tell the true story.
What can you say about Eric Walton? He played very well today. He's had a good week.
You know, Eric is the perfect example of a guy, you know, came to us the Super Bowl year late in the season. We didn't, you know, didn't have the off season. You know, played last year, played a lot of snaps for us, and now has had a chance to go through the off season, and I feel like he has a total understanding of the defense and what his responsibility is. So, I think he's had a heck of a camp, and I'm sure when we grade him out, he graded out very well tonight.
Last one, Mike, how do you feel about those offensive line and all that you're playing in the reserve roles? They haven't done Graham a lot of favors.
Well, it's not really about doing Graham a favor. I mean, it's about, you know, getting better as an offense. You know, frankly, I don't know if you people were aware of this. We had a lot of offense that went out the window in a second quarter. Frankly, the offensive plan for the number two group was minimized greatly by our tight end situation. So, and then when, you know, then Mark went out with the ribs. So, you know, Greg Graham in the second unit really. I mean, we ran plays that we didn't practice this week. Now that's not. It's happened before. It happens in season, but. Unfortunately, for that to happen with your second group is probably not the way you wanted to go. So, I thought that's something that you won't see, but that we'll take into account in his grade. I mean, he handled different plays, different play selection, getting guys lined up, the communication of it. So, you know, with that being said, you have games that go like that. A Kansas City game last year was a perfect example. We lose two linemen, had two running backs go into the game, one gets hurt during the game, and. So, I mean, you have to overcome those situations. That's a great experience for Graham Hill to learn from.
How did you find out about Finley this morning?
I'm sorry?
How did you find out about Finley left with this child?
Well, we were at the hotel together.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Oh, yes. Jermichael came to me this morning, and he got the phone call about his wife being in labor. And so we got him the quickest flight that we could to get him home. So he's where he should be right now.